This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. At midnight tonight, the state of Michigan says Enbridge Energy will be in violation of Michigan's order if it does not cease operation of the Line 5 twin pipelines in the Straits of Mackinac. Enbridge says it has no plans to stop operating the pipeline tonight. Protests against Enbridge are happening in Lansing and in Mackinac City. Michigan Radio's Lester Graham is up north, and he joins us now with more. Hi, Lester.
Hi, April.
Can you explain where you are right now and who's protesting?
Actually, there's very little protesting. It's a large number of tribal members from many different tribes from around the Great Lakes region, and they're basically remembering how much this area means to them, especially for the Anishinaabeg, who kind of consider this their, well, it's been called different things to me, their Eden, their Jerusalem. You know, they have commercial fishers who fish the waters here. There are a lot of people who rely on that for protein. And so they're basically reminding each other and others how much this region means to them and how bad it would be if there were a pipe rupture and oil spill that could blanket the coasts around this area.
Lester, Governor Gretchen Whitmer and the state's attorneys set the stage for what's happening when they basically revoked the operating agreements that were made for the inception of Line 5 decades ago. Can you recap what the concerns were around that?
Yeah, I mean, the main thing is that they're concerned that, you know, Enbridge has had a number of problems, and some of those problems, including when an anchor strike hit it and when their own contractor tumbled over some of the supports, they didn't report it as soon as they could. And this is something that we've seen in other states and other pipelines owned by Enbridge. So there's a pattern here of that happening. They're afraid something's going to happen and it's going to end up in economic and environmental disaster for Michigan, and it could go down the coastlines a long way.
All this was set into motion last year. Is there any question about whether or not Enbridge will cease its operations tonight in response to the state's orders?
Only if there's a court order. That's the only way it'll happen, according to the spokesman I talked to.
Right. Can you remind us briefly, the petroleum products that Line 5 carries, who uses those?
Yeah, it goes to a lot of different places. I mean, there are 10 regional refineries that use some of that, primarily in Michigan. That's Marathon in Detroit. And of course, some of this is, it's not just crude oil, but it's also natural gas liquids. And some of that can be turned into propane, which is important for the UP and part of the northern lower peninsula. So it's used. It is used, but the vast majority of that goes from Canada, takes a shortcut across Michigan, and goes back into Canada.
Lester, what has Enbridge had to say about all this and its past with operating Line 5 in the Great Lakes?
They say the same thing over again. It's a safe pipe. It's safer now because we're monitoring it more closely, and it'll be even safer when we get a tunnel. That is the basics of their almost every release they get out there. And then, of course, they talk about jobs and how there might be an energy crisis for the region if Line 5 were shut down or if the tunnel weren't approved. So they're basically saying it's an economic issue. And the people here at this gathering are basically saying it's a cultural issue and an environmental issue.
Michigan Radio's Lester Graham. You can keep an eye on his reporting at michiganradio.org as this story develops. Lester, thanks.
Thank you.